Okay, good day. 7 after the hour flies. Let me treat the people who are watching to the stream at DougStephan.com. An episode of Doug Catches the Fly, where Charlotte loves to get the flies. If she can get up high enough, and she chases the flies. You find you have a tarantula.
Yes.
You have what other things?
I have a snake.
Snake. Would snake be interested in a fly?
No.
Not much, right?
No, nor is a tarantula. They move far too slowly to catch flies. But they do catch the crickets. So let me tell you, when she's hungry and she goes after a cricket, you'd be surprised how fast she moves.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's move
over.
The
frog might be interested, though.
Who would be interested?
The frog.
The frog would, frogs eat flies, don't they?
Yeah.
Reach up and, exactly. And how does a frog move fast enough to get to a fly?
Well, their tongue really goes out quickly.
Really?
Grabs it.
They have good tongue.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for us to visit our, I don't know, love it. Like China. Love China.
Like China.
Don't like China. Don't love China. This is the kind of thing that Roberta would be interested in. A couple of times a week, we visit Chinese news agency, find out what's going on over there. Dateline Beijing. If your girlfriend's favorite color is orange and you want to propose, maybe dressing yourself and 48 friends as giant carrots is the best way for her to say yes.
Huh?
According to the Chinese news agency and some photos posted online, this is what one Chinese man did for the equivalent of Valentine's Day in China. Let's see. This is in a city not far from Beijing called Qingdao. Shoppers all around, girlfriend there. Man comes up to a microphone, which is in his costume, and he talks to this woman about their first date 6 months ago. And then, but he doesn't, he's not revealing who he is. He's got the carrot disguise on. And then he peels away his disguise and proposes to this lady, and everybody in the store yells, "Marry him, marry him, marry him!" And she accepted on the spot. Now, apparently, this guy is, because of Western corruption, influenced, and this would never have happened in China 20 years ago, 10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in China, because they're just too proper. They don't believe that they, you know, ought to be doing silly stuff like this. But now, because of the influence of the West, this guy spent $15,000 getting the disguise, getting these carrot outfits and all of his friends together so he could propose to this woman. $15,000. And Roberta would say, "Where's my ring?"
Yeah,
15,
right?
Right? $15,000.
Good Lord.
"Where's my ring?" China also, this is a little more serious. If you're watching the news as we pare it down at DougStephan.com, you'll see today a story of the first aircraft carrier China has ever made. They're trying to bolster their image at home and abroad. This is supposedly a source of Chinese pride. You can see a picture of it at DougStephan.com, too. It is amazingly, when you look at it, it is different than the average aircraft carrier. It has two bottoms instead of one.
Two bottoms instead of one? What does that mean?
Like a pontoon boat.
Oh, okay.
It has two instead of one.
Right, okay.
Two ballast points, whatever. And then they built a deck on top of the two, and that's it. But at this point in history, at this era, why does anybody need an aircraft carrier? I mean, I suppose they want to be part of the big muscle group, the big boys, England,
Germany.
I guess
Germany. Just to make a stand. You know, you take one of those suckers and you put it offshore somewhere.
Yeah, right. Wow, what happens? The people who are the denigrators, try to say, they'll come over here.
Yeah.
They'll park it off the coast of San Francisco. They'll bomb the Golden Gate Bridge.
Exactly.
Folks, the only reason they have the money to build the aircraft carrier is because you're silly enough to keep buying the crap that comes out of China. Mm-hmm. Long as you keep buying it, they'll be happy to loan us our money back again and build aircraft carriers and whatever other symbols there are of strength in the world, if that's what you think strength is all about. And I know a lot of you do. A lot of you think that we got to have a strong military, and if we don't have it, we'll get overrun by the bad guys. I suggest to you that we have enough in our arsenal to destroy pretty much every living thing about 40 times over.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And what we need more of that for is beyond most people who have any common
sense.
At any rate, And beside the wars of tomorrow, we're just making up all the wars now. The phony war in Afghanistan, the phony war in Iraq, the phony war in Libya, all of that stuff, that's just phony. And by the way, if you want to hear me address this, it's part of the rioting in London. There is, at DougStephan.com in the archives, a conversation. You can hear the whole thing between me and James Whale, who's probably the best-known radio talk host in England. We dealt with this earlier this week, and you can hear the whole interview that's posted at DougStephan.com. My feelings, the riots over there are a result of what people who are coming, the younger people think are misappropriations, misuse of money. Same problem we got here. Same problem we got in Germany. Same problem we got in most of the so-called developed countries. They spent too much money. We spent too much money. And when the economy got bad, we kept spending the same amount of money. You're just borrowing it. Average person can't do that. Berta and I can't borrow any money. You probably can't borrow any money. The government can borrow it. And it's basically us borrowing, and we have to pay it back. As a matter of fact, I just saw, hold on here just a second, I just saw a posting. Yeah, here it is. A young girl, she looks to be 4, maybe 5 years old, and she has a placard. She's wearing a placard. It says, I'm already $38,375 in debt, and I only own a dollhouse. How poignant is that?
Well, in debt because of school?
No, in debt because of what we've spent, the money that's been borrowed. And that, you know, we didn't have any filters until the folks who put up the stink put up a stink. Stop already. Let's look at where we're spending the money. You know, somebody criticized me. I'm not a fan of the Tea Party for the most part in the extraneous things that they've gotten involved in. If they would just stick to one message, and that is responsible spending, responsible taxation, if they would stick to that, that's the hot button with most people instead of their wacko side issues, the social stuff that always turns people off one way or another. If you stick to the message, everybody gets it now. Everybody understands how corrupt their proceedings are in Washington, how incorrigible their members of Congress are for the most part, and how basically screwed up the political process is and the political priorities. So that most of us can identify with the Tea Party when it comes to that. So stop there already and make that your stand. And then you got pretty much everybody on board with you. So when they go off and do these other things, that spoil it for them. And that's my opinion, but I think it's borne out by the credibility factor or lack thereof. But it's because of them that we had the brakes put on. They didn't at the last minute cave. I guess a few must have in order to get the votes, but you know what I'm saying. Generally speaking, they were true to that belief, and that's what we need to be. I mean, how can you keep saddling the rest of the country with all this debt? How can you do it? Can't do it and be, what was George Bush? Not prudent. Not prudent. Ladies and gentlemen, a message, please, about a million bottle giveaway of a very important product. This is very important for your prostate health. The prostate affects your well-being, your life, affects intimacy. So don't wait. Send your doctor a note. Tell them you want your yearly checkup. And then also get yourself on Master Prostate Formula. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Call 800-716-6520. Come on, let's get on the horn. Let's get ourselves into this free bottle. Women are calling for men because women know this is important to keep the intimacy level alive with your man. You got to get on board. And what a great way to do it. These people are giving you a free bottle. Try this stuff. 800-716-6520. Call for the details. Tell them Doug Stephan sent you. You want a free bottle of Master Prostate. Protect yourself. 800-716-6520.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Jeffrey Bean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior string tees, now two for $24. And all 9-piece bed ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks, Stephen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and I have been off and on this morning talking a lot about the way to stay hydrated through these dog days of summer.
Water.
One of the best things to do, yeah, water.
Water.
Maybe vegetable juice is a terrific way to ensure that you get your daily serving of
not
vegetables.
Fruit juice.
Right,
vegetable
exactly.
Vegetable juice.
Yep, right, right. Although we do suggest in this article under Phil's banner that tea and coffee sometimes refresh the body, stimulate the brain, give some energy. But the carrot, you got to do it in moderation. All of this stuff, you must do. Iced tea, I used to drink it by the gallon until it made me crazy and I had to stop drinking it. It just made me, I was too hyper, all the caffeine. Exactly.
You can drink, you know, herbal teas.
Yeah. We're also talking about banning sugary sodas. Sodas, come on. Doug.
Sodas.
Banning sugary sodas. From colleges, from high school, from public domain. Boston's banned smoking, and now they're talking about banning these soda machines across the entire community. 21 after on Good Day.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Johnson, also known as The Rock. How are you?
Good, Doug. Thanks for having me on, man.
So is there ever a question? Has anybody ever done this, the steroid thing with you? There's so much controversy with it in professional athletics.
I admitted to trying steroids when we were back in college. I played for the University of Miami. I played with great players, Warren Sapp, Ray Lewis. And we all tried it, and probably for like a couple of weeks, and nothing ever happened. We'd probably take an Advil or something like that. Right? No idea.
If you smell, The Rock is cooking.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Stopping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good,
looked fine,
looked fine. Walking next to me singing.
What does that mean? Do I diddy diddy dum diddy do? What does it mean?
I think it's nasty, Roberta.
You think it's nasty?
I think it's nasty.
Mike Hug, who is the drummer for Manfred Mann and the Earth Band. This is the first song they ever did that was a big hit. They sort of changed direction 5 or 6 years after this came out. At any rate, Mike Hug is 69 today. He's also with Chapter 3. The Do What Diddy is one of the big songs. If You Gotta Go Now, Just Like a Woman, The Mighty Quinn, remember that? That song, Mighty Quinn? Come on, Rudy, you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Who did that?
Was these it guys. Yeah. It's these guys. Yeah. All right.
Do we have a copy of that, The Mighty Quinn?
I don't know, probably around someplace. We'll find it. We got to get to the rest of our birthdays first, though. Here's John Conley.
Lady, lay down.
I think his singing tells his story pretty well. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah.
This next guy, one of my favorites, just because his voice is so strong and so high. Eric Carmen's birthday is today.
Oh, wow. I haven't thought of him in years. Yeah.
Used to be a group called the Raspberries.
That's right.
And then he went out on his own. Did most of the songwriting, plays the bass and the keyboards. Go All the Way, All by Myself, Never Gonna Fall in Love. Remember all those? Hungry Eyes.
Yep.
Crank this up, Michael, will you? Big, big pop music. So Eric Carmen, we wish you well. Born in the state 1949. Bob Mothersbaugh, guitarist for Devo.
Ah, love it.
Today is Steve Wozniak's birthday. He founded Apple Computer in 1976 with Steve Jobs. He's gone. Still has a lot of stock. Still makes lots of money. Jobs is making most of the decisions, though. Terry Bollea's birthday is today. You don't know who he is, do you? Oh, well, you do
Terry
know who he is.
Bollea.
You don't know. Bollea. B-O-L-L-E-A. Real name for somebody who goes by the nom de plume of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is that his real name?
Real name is Terry Bollea.
I'll be darned. I have
Born,
no idea.
The state 1953. He was in The Nanny. Mr. Nanny, wasn't it? Suburban Commando. He's been around a lot. He's not a very good actor, but hey, listen. He kept a lot of other people from making a lot of money as an actor or actress. Here is Amy Holland, whose birthday is today. 58 today. Joe Jackson, the singer, born this day in 1954. Stepping Out. Is She Really Going Out With Him? Different for Girls on the Radio. Yada, yada. 57 he is today. Happy birthday to him. Richie Ramone from the Ramones.
Oh, yeah.
Drummer with his family. 54. I want to be sedated. There you go. That's what we need. And Ben Gibbard, who is from Death Cab for Cutie. My God, where do they come up with these names? He's 35 today. Happy birthday to him and everybody else whose birthday is August 11th.
Sitting all day isn't good for anybody. But when you're chained to a desk job, what can you do? Plenty. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In some offices, people are walking while they type and talk on the phone. In fact, some workers are logging about 5 to 6 miles a day on the job. That's because they are slowly walking hour after hour at a treadmill desk. These walk stations, invented by someone at the Mayo Clinic, have higher desks so one can easily use a computer and phone standing up, and their pockets for papers, pens, and cup holders. As you work, you're slowly walking about a mile an hour, about one step per second. Many people who use these treadmill desks have lost a lot of weight, and after a few days, they swear they don't even notice they're moving as they work. It just becomes automatic. Some users also say being on the move helps them stay sharp and more creative. But according to at least one recent ergonomic study, walk stations can affect your error rate when typing and using a mouse. I'll link you to the specifics for more information, but that's not to say that you shouldn't give one of these things a try. You can buy a treadmill desk almost fully assembled and install it over a treadmill yourself or build a homemade one. You also might want to try a standing desk. Many people have put pen to paper that way, so you'll be in good company. Thomas Jefferson, Winston Churchill, Hemingway, Charles Dickens, and George Sand all stood up when they worked, and look at their productivity. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
What do you need to make your day better? Love is all I need, Roberta. I'm all set. Love, and I'm all set. Remember the line in the movie Love Actually?
Mm-hmm.
About being love all being all around us? We have to just kind of reach out and get it. It's there everywhere. Love
okay.
is everywhere. So if you open and expand your heart,
mm-hmm.
love will be there. I think there's a strong connection between people. I should ask Ken Kronos. I've always thought this, that there's a connection between heart disease and people who have no love, who fear love.
Well, you know, I think there is a mind-body connection because, you know, when they say, oh, I feel sick to my stomach when something bad happens, well, they found out now that's a real physiological response.
Yep.
And when they say things like heartbroken, well, there is a physiological response to all these emotions. So, yes.
I want you to Google something called heart math.
Heart math.
Heart math. And see what you come up with. It's a, they have a machine that measures how much you're using your heart in a loving, healthy way.
Heart math.
Heart math.
Huh.
You find
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it amazing? Don't you find, because I'm a curious sort, I fall
yes.
into lots of these things. People say, how do you know
machine.
All of this stuff? How do you find all this stuff? Well, I have lots of stuff at my disposal. A lot of friends who are very smart and who follow very important things. And it's important for me to pass along things that others send to me that I think is going to be helpful to you. That's why I send you to heart math. Okay, so how does this work?
I'm not exactly sure, but it obviously measures heart rhythmic patterns in real time.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what I should do is get that would be a great thing to connect Ken with.
Well, they have a webinar if you need to learn more about it.
A webinar.
Webinar.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can download it free. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
And have the solutions for sleeplessness caused by stress. If you struggle falling asleep at bedtime or wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep, that's me.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
Well, for men, and I don't say this facetiously, this master prostate.
Yeah.
The prostate, I'm talking, if you take this master prostate stuff, it'll help you sleep so much better. It really will. If you're interested, by the way, number is 800-716-6520. Men, you want to sleep better, get Master Prostate Formula. You get a free bottle of it, 800-716-6520. If you have trouble sleeping, I don't know that I'd recommend it for women, but I know it works very well for men. Take your prostate.
Women don't have a prostate, doctor.
No, well, but that's why I'm saying this doesn't work for women. It isn't necessary. Although, by the way, interestingly enough, more women are ordering this product, this male prostate formula, than men. Because the women understand what the ramifications are for them if a man is not able to be intimate. And that's what happens. If your prostate gets screwy, you have no ability to be intimate anymore.
I think, too, that men, when things like that happen, just tend to bury it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think about it. So it's up to their women to get them to do something about it.
Right. Okay, so Again, that's 800-716-6520. But this business about heart math, you can download it all there for free. And it's sort of a quiz, isn't it? They have a program.
Well, it's like a monitor.
Yeah.
That you wear on your finger. Kind of like when you go to the hospital and they put that oxygen monitor on your finger. It looks like something similar to that.
Yeah. And it's a way for you to figure out what's going on really in your love life.
It's like biofeedback, it seems like, almost.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that now, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Biofeedback.
Where you see where you're tensing up. You see where your heart rate or your blood pressure is increasing. And, you know, you can do something about it. I know when Tom, my husband, had to go on a blood pressure monitor to measure his blood pressure, and I said, put it on me. Let me show you something. And so he put the blood pressure monitor on me, and he watched while I raised my blood pressure and I lowered it.
Yep.
He said, how do you do that? I said, you can do it. It's all the mind-body connection.
It is.
You can do it.
Yep. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com, people are passing this around. If you follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/goodday show. And we have a great story about a boy named Braden Nichols, who we've talked about a couple times this week in different ways. He doesn't want anybody to forget his father. His father was the pilot of that Chinook helicopter that went down in Afghanistan. He did not see pictures of his father included in a lot of the television coverage. Mm-hmm. So he contacted CNN and provided them with pictures. I think we have, Michael, some audio from that sort of follows up. We've had this a couple of days in different parts of the website, DougStephan.com. But here it is in the video of the day, which is the appropriate place for it.
A young boy who contacted CNN to speak up for his father, a fallen soldier. Our Brian Todd is looking into this specially touching part of the story. Tell our viewers what happened here.
Wolf, if this doesn't bring the story home, nothing will. This is a 10-year-old boy from the Kansas City area who lost his father in that crash in Afghanistan. And for days now, he's been watching tributes to the Navy SEALs who died. Justified tributes, certainly. But Braden Nichols has told the world, please don't forget about my dad. We have pictures now, one from a few years ago of Braden Nichols with his father, Brian Nichols. Brian was an Army Chief Warrant Officer, not a SEAL, but the pilot of the Chinook helicopter that was shot down. His mother says Braden was so connected with his father that he was like a little version of his dad. Mm. Now, after seeing the tributes to the SEALs, Braden's mom says he asked her why they weren't showing his dad's picture. His mom said it was because other people had gone online and posted photos of the SEALs. So with his mother's help, Braden did that. They pulled up CNN.com. They went to the iReport section. And here is what Braden Nichols wrote. Quote, my father was one of the 30 U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan yesterday with the SEALs rescue mission. My father was the pilot of the Chinook. I have seen other pictures of victims from this deadly mission and wish you would include a picture of my father.
Wow.
He is the farthest to the left. Sincerely, Braden Nichols, 10 years old, Kansas City, Missouri. We have the photo there. It is right there that Braden posted. That's his dad sitting farthest left. Wolf, boy. Tugs at you.
Yeah, and it's gone. Wow. The Psy report from this 10-year-old boy has really gone viral, hasn't it?
It has. Within hours, local stations reported on him doing this. More than 10,000 people on Facebook reposted his message and the photos. It was all over Twitter. On the iReport, you can post comments. Several people, of course, posted comments in reply telling him, be strong. We're so sorry for your loss. Your dad's a hero. This is the kind of thing that just... It really gets to you it brings it home completely.
It certainly does. And our deepest condolences to Braden, his mom, the entire family. Thank you so much for posting that report at CNN iReport.
It's hard for us to put ourselves in that position. It is. A 10-year-old boy, father.
Well, what a kid to do that when you think about it.
I saw something, and I didn't post it because I thought it was almost usury, but it was. I have talked about a couple of instances because I fly American Airlines, and they're the most I don't mean militaristic in a negative sense. Most of the people that run American, most of the pilots, most of the people that work for American are from the military. They have a very heavily military-oriented culture in American Airlines. So when the picture got posted of a American Airlines 737 with people, it was dusk, and you can see that in the picture, people looking out the window of the plane onto the ground where a casket's being loaded mm-hmm. by a military honor guard into the belly of the plane. There are three pictures that go with that incident that are really, really compelling. The second picture shows that casket in the church, and the wife of the fallen soldier sleeping on a mattress in the church vestibule next to her husband the night before the funeral. Mm. And that is one of the most powerful pictures I have ever seen. I think it becomes gratuitous almost when you post that stuff online. It made it around. Most people, I think, or many people have seen it. If you want me to post it, I will, but I didn't because I think sometimes that stuff becomes gratuitous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, I'm happy to have as many people go to my website as possible, but I don't know that I like having people come for that sort of thing, mm-hmm. Frankly. But I do think that we did post the video of the day story of this kid from CNN, so it helped it to continue its being viral, but I thought that was enough. And mm-hmm. so, but can you say enough about these soldiers? No, you can't. The people who've given their lives. I'm so distressed by this because I think that that the wars that they're involved in cheapen the loss of their lives.
Yeah,
that'd be the way. I just think that we have involved ourselves in way too many of these conflicts, and I think American lives are more valuable than to be spent in a political action. Both, I think Iraq was that way, and I think Afghanistan. I don't think we've done anything that saves us from. If anything, we've fanned the flames of the terrorists.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my God, to have people who will give up their freedom, in essence. I mean, that's what you do, in a way. When you join the service, you live in a different world. You live a different life. But the volunteers, we still have hundreds of thousands of volunteers every year that are willing to don the uniform. Some of them are naive and kids out of high school, don't know really what they want out of life, and they think it'd be cool to be all jacked up as a Marine or an Army person or whatever it is, and that's all right, mm-hmm. You know, as long as it's kept in control. But you get to be in your 20s and you get in harm's way, you're going to...
You're affected for the rest of your life,
I think. Of course you are. All these people have been affected, and that's one of the things that really, really, really gripes me when you look at the money that's being wasted, frittered away on all of this stuff. And here we can't pay the men and women who are in uniform enough.
Or give them the right equipment.
Some of them
the right
have
supplies,
only $800 a month, these kids. And right, we don't have the right equipment. So out of $700 billion a year, you can't find the right helmets, the right flak jackets, the right equipment to drive around in without being subject to being killed. I mean, where does this make any sense? Hey, all right. I think I get off on this too yesterday. I don't want to do it. 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I want to revisit the soda war in just a moment here on Good Day.
Ray, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLight's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I'm here to tell you that at one time I was a stutterer, and now I'm on the radio. Find out why and how. Years ago, I was an awful stutterer. It was absolutely terrible. And when I would tell people that one day I will be on the radio, one day I would be a speaker, one day I would stand in front of thousands of people to make speeches, they all called me nuts because I could not say one sentence without stuttering. But what happened? I had a dream. I wanted to achieve that dream. I did whatever it took with my own mental capabilities to get myself out of that stuttering. Nothing, no obstacle, nothing would be put in front of me to prevent me from what I am doing. What are the things you can do to overcome what you have as perceived obstacles that stop you from doing your life dreams, that stop you from doing your achievements? Conquer them, overcome them, get rid of them, be proud of what you're going to be able to do, and get it done. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, it's I'm sitting here listening to Roberta.
Preparing for my Grand Canyon trip.
Right, I'm doing two things here while we're having these commercials playing. I'm trying to get Charlotte and I are trying to get a fly that's in the studio driving us nuts. And I'm listening to Roberta tell Michael about the things that she has to bring, because Michael's very curious about how do you do your bathroom stuff? How do you stay warm? How do you stay dry? Roberta is going on a, what is it, 10-day or longer?
16-day Colorado trip. River through the Grand Canyon, total wilderness.
Yeah.
The funniest thing that I had to buy, and I actually got it yesterday in the mail and was trying it out, it's called a female urinary device.
A female urinary device. Yeah, how does that
work?
And
what it kind of looks like is a specially shaped funnel is the best way to describe it. And it allows you to urinate standing up.
Really?
Yes. So
you pee into the top of this funnel and the stuff and drains out.
Right, but you hold it against your body so nothing leaks.
Right.
And it's really kind of funny because I go over to the toilet, I put the toilet seat up, and I'm kind of standing there with this thing. And I'm saying, this is what it's like to be a guy. And I'm thinking, maybe I should get a bigger female urinary device.
Uh-huh.
So that went through my mind.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's because sometimes it may not be safe to actually squat down. You never know, like something might bite you in the rear, like a snake or a tarantula or something.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a lot safer to urinate when you're standing up. And that way you don't have to totally disrobe either. Kind of like the way guys do it.
Well, you don't have to. You can't disrobe while you're on this trip, right?
Well, sure you can.
Really?
Well, how else are you going to change your clothes? And
yeah, but you're going to be somewhere where nobody's looking.
You know what? After a while, it doesn't matter.
Nobody would
care,
right?
It really doesn't care. It's wilderness camping, and it's like, okay, whatever.
Wilderness beware. Roberta's on her way. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Another nosedive for the Dow. What was it this time? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We are quickly becoming numb to the numbers. A 520-point drop for the Dow yesterday, which followed Tuesday's 430-point gain, which followed Monday's 635-point drop. At this point, it'll take a 1,000-point swing in either direction to really get our attention. So what were the reasons cited by analysts as to why there was so much selling yesterday? Well, there's some jobs data out that isn't exactly positive, and there's the European debt crisis. Jordan Goodman of Money Answers says investors are now looking closely at the situation in France.
France may be downgraded from AAA just as we were last week. Big banks in Europe are going to have to take some major hits from all the bad debt.
Meanwhile, earlier this week on Tuesday, you had a Missouri woman who is a broker who decided to get her message across. Lucy Noby is her name.
Woke up in the middle of the night saying, I'm going to hire an airplane and fly a banner around Washington, D.C.
But Noby was prevented from flying her message in the skies of Washington, D.C., what with the no-fly zone there. So she hired a plane at a cost of $900 and flew it over Wall Street. What was the message pulled by the plane? It read, quote, thanks for the downgrade. You should all be fired, end quote. Lucy, of course, referring to the Standard & Poor's decision to downgrade America's credit rating from AAA to AA+. As for who Lucy wants fired, elected officials, of course. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
This Friday and Saturday, head into Sears Auto Center for great savings. Get a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop or disposal fees. Plus, save $50 on any cargo carrier over $199. And save on all tires, all tire sizes, all tire brands. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Here are those numbers from Wall Street. The Dow sliding 520 points yesterday to 10,720. NASDAQ down 101 points. S&P lost 52. Oil prices back up more than $3 a barrel to $82.89. A televised debate in Ames, Iowa tonight among eight Republican presidential hopefuls. And they are, in no particular order, Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain, Tim Pawlenty, John Huntsman, and Rick Santorum. This debate precedes this Saturday's Ames straw poll.
There's a new survey out listing Casey Anthony as the most hated person in America. The survey, done by ePoll Market Research, says Anthony, acquitted in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, is even more disliked than the Octomom, O.J. Simpson, or even Paris Hilton. Quick sports item, the last of golf's major championships begins today. Round 1 of the PGA Championship being played at the Atlanta Athletic Club in Georgia. Lots of attention, of course, on Tiger Woods, along with U.S. Open winner Rory McIlroy. Powerball news for you. Powerball, the multi-state lottery played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Last night's jackpot wound up at just under $229 million, and there was one ticket sold that matched all the numbers sold in the state of Minnesota. I didn't buy my ticket in Minnesota, so I think we should do it over. Couple of pet-related closing notes. Are you planning a vacation that both you and your dog can enjoy? Easy boy. According to the website dogfriendly.com, Portland, Oregon is the number one dog-friendliest city in the country to visit, based on criteria that includes pet-friendly accommodations, transportation, beaches and parks, attractions, whatever they may be, and fine dining. What do you think, guys? As you can tell, all these categories get a big paws up from our doggies, and Portland is the place to be. That city even has the Luck Labrador Brewing Company, where dogs are welcome. Elsewhere, this may make your skin crawl. A huge grasshopper infestation in Larimer County, Colorado, is causing concern for farmers there. The infestation might be the result of drought in southern Colorado. Joaquin Garcia says the grasshoppers have done damage to his alfalfa plants. Even his cat is afraid to come out.
Funny thing is, I've heard that cats actually like eating grasshoppers, but I think it was a little bit too large of a menu for him even.
Listen, if we're talking thousands of grasshoppers, that could turn anyone into a scaredy cat. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Bob Dylan's song, which was number one, he's going to write a book. The memoirs will be relatively short. The material is highly anecdotal.
That guy can't remember this morning. How's he going to write memoirs? He's not going to remember anything.
Well, it'll be fun having him make stuff up then.
The coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.